Still dangling after chat about what makes the world go round. When my mom explained about the birds and the bees to me, chiefly in terms of roosters and chickens, their relevance to humans remained obscure. In fact, puzzling to the extreme, given the number of legs, the presence of wings, and other things. I had observed a lot on the farm where I lived. Eggs, unrefrigerated, turned dark and smelly, started to twitch and crack, pecked apart by wet and scrawny little chicks or ducks. Kittens were never born, just found abandoned in a gunny sack beneath the bridge, blind, mewing, fed with droppers, through tears, until they died. Baby pigs came sliding out in neatly packed, see-through sacks, cute and pink, someday future copies of their enormous bristled mother, unless unlucky victims of her misjudgment of space, an awkward shifting of bulk with a maternal grunt, oblivious of the soft little lumps beneath, squeezed airless, turning cold. "But where do they come out?" asked the young neighbor boy. "You stupid thing, don't you know anything?" I replied. And that is where I left him, pointedly more ignorant than I, and with my undeserved superiority still intact.